Chapter 2. All I've ever known is how to hold my own. Summary. Nightwing. Add me to Tim Drake's paperwork. CPS. You can't just break into people's apartments and ask them to falsify documents. Nightwing. Please. CPS. I will call the police. Nightwing. Lol, yeah, go ahead. I'm really scared of the GCPD. CPS. You're a Bloodhaven cape. I'll report you in Bloodhaven. Nightwing. That is not going to work out the way you think it will. The rest of Theo's month is uneventful. If you don't count the part where he's now dating the Red Hood's lieutenant, or the part where he gets assigned to be Tim Drake, IT intern's supervisor. It was your idea, Vitalis. It was his idea, Michelle. Or the part where Red Hood starts sending escorts for CPS agents when they go to particularly nasty parts of Crime Alley and insists that Theo, or Nadia, if Theo is unavailable, is the only acceptable liaison. Okay, so Theo's May is perhaps not all that uneventful. He has higher hopes for June, but those go out the window pretty much immediately. Sorry, Max says again, pressing another kiss to Theo's lips in between pulling their boots on. It's just that we've got a lot going on tonight, and the boss called to say that Nightwing's been spotted in the area, and he always messes with our plans, and it's okay. Theo says, almost entirely honest. Getting cock-blocked by a vigilante was not on his list of to-dos tonight, but Theo's no stranger to getting emergency calls to work at all hours. Come back if you're not out too late? Unlikely, but I'll try, Max promises. Flippy blue and black bastard ruins all my fun, I swear. Max leaves after another kiss. That maybe strays just a bit into makeout territory. And Theo presses himself back against the closed door of his apartment like a besotted heroine in a period drama. When he turns around, Nightwing is sitting cross-legged on his kitchen table. That was adorable, Nightwing says. How long have you guys been together? Theo says, because 3 weeks of being 1 degree of separation closer to Gotham's vigilante and criminal activity has not given him any sense of how to approach this situation tactfully. Your side of the conversation usually starts with, "You can't just break into people's apartments," Nightwing offers helpfully. "You can't just break into other people's apartments," Theo says. Delivery was a little lacking, but I've heard worse. Nightwing grins. I've got crime to stop, so I'll get right to the point. I need you to add me to Tim Drake's guardianship paperwork. Theo's laptop crashed in the middle of writing a term paper once. This feels a little like that, except it's Theo's brain giving the blue screen of death. What? I mean, no! But also what? Nightwing pouts. Why not? So many reasons, Theo says. He levers himself off the door and heads to the kitchen. If he's not getting laid tonight, he can at least get drunk in the face of whatever this new level of insanity is. So very many. Do you want them alphabetically or in terms of how illegal they are? I can see why they like you, Nightwing says. Come on. The only reason Tim wound up with Hood in the first place is because I was out of town, but I'm back now. Out of town, Theo repeats, rummaging in his liquor cabinet, a milk crate, and trying to decide if this calls for tequila or rum. Out of your D? Nightwing goes spooky still. Who? Tequila it is. Hood and Tim mentioned a D who was away on a trip when they were working out the custody arrangement. That's you? I'm Nightwing, Nightwing says, gesturing down at his costume-clad body. He seems to think the finger stripes are particularly worth emphasizing, which is not the part of him Theo's eyes were most drawn to. I coordinated getting all my roommates out of the apartment tonight, Theo says, and that was infinitely, infinitely harder than figuring out that your secret identity name starts with D. You take improv lessons with B, too? B? Nightwing echoes, starting to sound alarmed. I am going to move out of Gotham, Theo says, pulling a slightly fuzzy lime out of the fruit bowl and slamming it down onto the counter. A cutting board and knife follow. I am going to move somewhere normal. Arizona. Colorado. Do you like to ski? Nightwing asks tentatively. Lots of mountains in Colorado. Theo points the knife at him. Shut up, I'm having a crisis. I'm helpful with those, Nightwing says brightly. He hops off the table and joins Theo in the kitchen, hip-checking him out of the way and taking over lime-chopping duties. You want to talk to me about it? I want to drink about it, Theo says, pouring himself a shot. You want one? I'm on duty, Nightwing says. Never stopped Hood. You drink with Red Hood? He's not even... If you finish that sentence with not even 21 yet... Just warning you, I may do something drastic, Theo says. Do you want to know how I'm staying sane now that I'm someone with both Tim freaking Drake's and Red Hood's numbers in my phone? Willful ignorance. Extreme, carefully executed self-deception. Do not upset that balance. Tim freaking Drake, Nightwing repeats. Of the two of them, Tim's the one you're more awed by? Red Hood is me, Theo says. He'd come to this realization about a week into their arrangement, after several more conversations with Hood that were a little too eye-opening for comfort. Red Hood is me if I hadn't had a stable family growing up, or if I hadn't had a chance to go to school. I need to help Gotham like I need to breathe, and if I hadn't gotten the opportunities I got to do it this way, I'd probably be doing it Hood's way. So yes, being in Timothy goddamn Drake's social circle is the part I'm struggling with. Interesting, Nightwing says. Yeah, sure, I'll take a shot. Just a small one, though. Theo pours the shots and starts to slide one to Nightwing. Hesitates. Wait, are you at least 21? Fully-fledged adult, Nightwing promises, then grins. Get it? Fledged? Really not helping your case, Theo says, and downs his shot. He forgot to get salt out, but whatever. Salt is not the point. I'm not adding you to Tim's paperwork. Right, Nightwing says. For reasons. Reason number one being that you broke into my apartment. I should call the police. Oh, no, not the GCPD, Nightwing says flatly. I'm so scared. Theo considers stabbing him. Just, like, lightly? You're a Bloodhaven cape. I'd report you in Bloodhaven. You're their problem. Nightwing chokes on his lime. So Theo's getting somewhere with this. I hear they have a Gotham transplant down there who's doing real good work, in fact. Theo, I'll report you directly to Dick Grayson, Theo says vindictively. Nightwing tries to hold it together, but Theo knows he's got him. Any second now, Nightwing's gonna start laughing? Oh my god, Nightwing gasps. Oh my god, please, please report me to Dick Grayson. Theo debates, pouring another shot, but just takes a swig from the bottle. You know him. Our paths have crossed, Nightwing admits, still laughing. He flicks up the whiteouts on his mask and wipes at his startlingly blue eyes. Moving to Colorado, Theo declares, taking the bottle and retreating to the couch. But if you go, who's gonna fix Timmy's paperwork? There's nothing wrong with Tim's paperwork, besides the fact that it is obviously falsified, and that if anyone above my boss ever looks at it, I'm absolutely going to get thrown in jail. The balance, Nightwing. Do not upset the balance. But it's not fair, Nightwing whines, draping himself over the back of Theo's couch and sliding down it all boneless and liquid, like he's in some sort of weird standoff with the laws of physics. I'm a good guy. I'm on the side of right and truth and justice and all that. You'll trust Hood with a kid, but not me? Being a former Robin only gets you so far in my book, Theo says, then realizes something. He straightens out of his dejected slump and sets the bottle on the floor, leaning forward. Hey, Nightwing. Nightwing! Nightwing blinks those big blue eyes up at him. Yes, Theo? You know Batman. I do, Nightwing says, drawing out the syllable like he's not sure where this is headed. I want to talk to him. Get him to meet me. What? Why? Because someone needs to have a chat with him about his habit of putting child soldiers on the street in the most dangerous city in the whole fucking country, and I have a PowerPoint. Oh, do you? Nightwing says, faintly. It's on my work tablet, Theo says. Do you want to see it? Oh, shoot. Tim took all our computers for reimaging or whatever, so I can't meet Batman until after the weekend. He's off-planet with the Justice League, Nightwing says. But I promise to get you an appointment as soon as he gets back. Good. That'll give Theo time to make some updates with new stats about the current Robin's injury rates and... Oh, can you give Robin my cell phone number? You are a very odd person. Theo scrambles off the couch and goes to the front door, where his work bag is hanging on a peg. He digs through the front pocket and produces a crumpled business card, which he presents to Nightwing like a prize. He seems very, I don't know, capable and ass-kicking, but he's still a kid, and he should know that there's someone on his side if he needs a way out. I bet Hood would even help me hide him from Batman. I don't doubt it, Nightwing says, sitting up on the couch and accepting the card. He secrets it away, somewhere impossible on the skin-tight suit. I'll pass it along. Thanks, Theo says gratefully. He's sure nothing will come of it, but he feels better for having offered. And, I know this is a couple of years in the past, but I just wanted to say I'm sorry about what happened to the second Robin. You... the second Robin? Nightwing echoes. He seems to be echoing a lot of Theo's words. Should Theo maybe check him for a concussion? Theo does not know how to check people for concussions. Max probably does. Theo snatches up his phone and calls Max. Max is working, but they'll just ignore him if they're busy. He puts it on speaker and lets it ring on the coffee table. I guess I don't even know if you guys were close, Theo muses. But he wore your colors and he had your name. It must have been hard when he died. So I just... I'm sorry. That's really nice of you, Nightwing says, and then his head twitches a tiny bit to the side. A smile creeps over his face. Do you want to hear about him?
Yes,
Theo says, because, oh my God, yes. He wasn't exaggerating when he told Hood that the second Robin was Gotham's Robin. Getting to know more about him? Yes, of course Theo wants to hear whatever stories Nightwing will share. Well, first of all, he loved reading, Nightwing says, reaching up to rub at his ear. Austin and Bronte and some of the greats like that, but also really terrible romance novels and sci-fi stuff that made absolutely no sense. And he reread Twilight like 10 times. He did? Twilight? Nightwing nods confidently, pressing harder at his ear. It must be really itchy. Or he has a headache? The concussion! Theo forgot about the maybe concussion. He checks his phone. It went to voicemail. He calls again. He was very gentle, Nightwing goes on. He'd weave flower crowns and wear them around, and sometimes birds and butterflies would land on him. Theo's rapt. The second Robin had always seemed like more of a brawler than a fairy tale prince, but Theo's totally on board for exploring the softer side of masculinity. Should Theo say something supportive about gender expressions so Nightwing knows he can keep talking? Nightwing winces, then pries something out of his ear and tucks it away, presumably into the same hidden pocket as Theo's business card. Theo really hopes Max picks up soon. He didn't know anything about baking. He was absolutely hopeless at video games. He was scared of caterpillars. He cried at Disney movies. Like, all the time. Same, Theo says, thinking about Moana's grandmother and carrying the people you've lost in your heart. Theo? Says Max's phone from Theo's phone. Everything okay? Max! Theo grabs the phone and takes it off speaker. How do you tell if someone has a concussion? Did you hit your head? Max asks, concerned. No, not me. Nightwing, Theo says. He's here, in my apartment. Ah, Max says. That explains where the boss just went. Sometimes I can still hear his voice, Nightwing says wistfully. What are you doing here, dickhead? Red Hood asks, climbing through Theo's window with more grace than someone bulked up like that should have. I want shared custody of Tim, Nightwing announces. You snooze, you lose, Red Hood says. He's not wearing his helmet, so it's easy to track where he's looking when he angles his chin at Theo. You on with Max? Yes. Tell them they're in charge until I get back. Of course I'm in charge, Max says, affronted when Theo relays this. He doesn't actually think anyone around here listens to him, does he? I was not snoozing, Nightwing says. I was saving the planet. The planet was in danger? Theo asks, ending the call with Max. Wait, when? Not important, Nightwing says. The important part is that I saved the planet, and I should be rewarded, and I want my reward to be shared custody of Timmy. You don't even live in this city, Hood says. Bloodhaven is a 45-minute drive. All of his friends are here. Half of his friends live in San Francisco. Theo says. Guys? His San Francisco friends are work friends. That's different. I'm telling Arsenal you said that. Hey, hi, Theo says. Hello. We are doing just fine without you, Hood says, and the temperature in the room plummets. B left and you left and there was a situation and I handled it, okay? We don't need you swooping in here. Swooping? Who's swooping? To rescue us. I didn't say anything about rescuing, because I have it under control. He's my family, too! Nightwing shouts, and Red Hood's mouth snaps shut. Nightwing and Red Hood, standing, barely an arm's length apart, are both breathing hard. Theo is crouched on a couch cushion, watching over the armrest, heart pounding. "He's my family, too," Nightwing repeats, softer this time. "And he matters to me. You both do. And Bloodhaven gets... It's lonely sometimes, okay? And I didn't get..." His eyes, still piercing blue and just a little watery, flick to Theo. Theo waves. Nightwing waves back. "There's nothing that ties me to this family," Nightwing says when he turns back to Hood. "Nothing legal, nothing binding, not anymore. And it would just... it would be nice to have, that's all." There's a lot that Theo could say here about how custody agreements are supposed to be about what's best for the kid, not the adults. But despite Nightwing's earlier assurances that he's older than 21, Theo's not sure he's really that much older. And God knows that Theo himself didn't start actually feeling like an adult who'd be fine to live on his own until, like, last year. And maybe a vigilante, maybe a Robin, has to grow up faster than that, but maybe family matters more to a Robin, to the first Robin, the one who lost his name and had to carve out a whole new space in the world for himself, the one who had to watch all the new sidekicks who sprung up in his wake fight and struggle and die. There's a lot that Theo could say, because this really should be about Tim. But maybe he can just let Tim speak for himself and let Red Hood and Nightwing work out whatever this is amongst themselves. Theo taps his phone awake and thumbs out a text. "I suppose," Red Hood says after a heavy minute, "that it would be good for Tim to have a backup in case I ever have to leave for a while." "Yeah," Nightwing says, and the hope on his face is almost painful to witness. "You'll have to ask Tim about it. He's gonna be annoyed that you tried to go behind his back." "I wanted it to be a surprise," Nightwing says defensively. "Tim hates surprises." "I thought he'd like this one." "He probably would have, because he's a sap," Hood agrees. "But he still would have been annoyed. You all right over there, Theo?"
"I'm fine," Theo squeaks.
He grabs the bottle of tequila and holds it over the side of the couch. "One for the road?" Nightwing steps forward. "He's not..."
"The balance!"
Theo hisses.
"I will end you where you stand," Hood adds.
"That seemed a little intense," Theo says. "Maybe you could just, like, hug? Co-parenting is difficult. You guys are going to need to be able to lean on each other. Have you considered a family counselor? I have recommendations."
When Theo gets to work on Monday, there is a copy of Families Come in All Shapes and Sizes sitting on his desk. It's a book he gives to kids all the time. One that talks about how each family unit can look different, and all that matters is that the family loves and protects and supports one another. There's a blank page at the back inviting the child to draw their own family. On this copy's blank page is a rudimentary sketch of Red Hood and Nightwing standing on either side of a labeled Tim Drake. All three of them are holding hands, and there are little hearts drawn over the connecting points. It's signed at the bottom, a messy N that trails off into scribbles. There's also an updated copy of Tim Drake's guardianship paperwork waiting on Theo's newly returned tablet. The primary caretakers field now reads Red Hood and Nightwing. "Nightwing talked to me about it," says the email from Tim that accompanied the document. "I'm going to let them have this, or he's just going to keep pouting. Thanks for the text. Be better about clearing your browser history.